Here lie the remnants of a book once written by no mortal hand, once sealed within a silver vault and lost amid the desert sand. The Aeon's soul hath forged a key to open wide this book to thee and show thee that fate hath not planned. To thee, as Ravana Karana, all holy books I come to burn, save this which with thy quill I write, all else to ash and dust will turn. The nuptial flame of truth and lie shall quicken thine own ink to dry and seal the spell in Kittir's urn. The prophet of the peacock quill hath drunk God's blood from out the cup of Iblis and the blessed few with whom Eve's brood refused to sup. Ye children of fair Lilith born, come tread the path of blame and scorn, for you from hell hath fallen up. My lover, pray, draw close and listen, rest a while for but an hour, by the well whose waters glisten, neath the vine of Kittir's bower. Come share with me the love of night, and like the moth to the candlelight, pray, sip the dew from Lilith's flower. Gaze long, gaze deep into the pool, and with each breath glide gently in, and there content thyself to drift in skies wherein the angels swim. And now look up, up from the well, to see these moving lips that tell of thee, thine own reflected twin. Look ye far into the water, the mirror wide and pure and clear, and feign a deep and dream-filled sleep, but leave ajar thine waking ear. And as thou listen to each word, thou shalt in flesh that which is heard, the double song of old Kadir. Before the limit of the truth, the infinity of the lie, before the mask it e'er was wrought when first the watcher's eye met eye, before the hand first touched the clay, a voice from silence chanced to speak. Yet who spoke? Thou or I? And now the answer to the question, the secret told to none but thee. Behold the starry lock Kutub, behold the peacock angel's key. The circle of the year is done, the oath-bound cup is overturned. By whose hand? They answered, we. The running wine hath stained the book, as ink thy blood is spilt for me. Yet time and fools all words erase, but not the secret told to thee. Here in the vast expanse of night, where stars like bloodied footprints mark the angel's path by the shoreless sea. Led by a hand one cannot hold, the sought is found where the search doth end, not at mid-path nor by its edge, the way doth lie where the path doth bend. Shared by footfall and heaven's breath, these murmured words their meaning tell, yet to none but thee their treasures lend. By attraction to this moment, the thought of hand and eye as one, each course divert, each care forget, on pathways lost is fortune won. In straying wide is wisdom found to turn the thread and tie the knot by which no hand can be undone. The path it moveth, standing still, not then, not yet, not ere, but now, in moments strung like prayer beads, whose telling doth all time allow, each instant ground into the mill of years that turn their wheel until the age doth to this moment bow. As sure as silence each word doth end, the secret in this book is caught, as foot shall surely follow foot, and thought shall follow thought. Through the question and the answer, in the wish of the wish itself, this truth by many lies is taught. The prophet's pen, the murdering knife, both leave a single cicatrice upon the parchment of our life, the signature of Lachesis. In writing shall I cut the thread which bindeth both the quick and dead, and yet my words may tie the cord to guide the hand of Nemesis. Speak here, O starry peacock child, let thy quill of itself to write, and silent bleed the first god's vein to draw thine ink from blackest light. Feed the fire of this burning book with words born from thine own heart's flame. show here the way of the dragon's flight. O thou lead black bell of heaven, ring loud thy fatal carry-on, exultant peal thine omen burden knell, and grant my lips the dragon's song. Shatter, O thou upturned growl of night, let spill thy starry nectar dew to bless the tryst of Atsia's throng. He who leadeth this procession wears the guise of god and beast, as the ox-goad and the oxen he who leadeth most doth guide the least. Seekest thou for light or darkness? Seekest thou for truth or lies, when either serve where thou shalt feast? Meet me at the altar table, meet me beneath the black noon sun, and drink from a cup of thine own blood, and seek for that which all men shun. At midnight, mid the field of corn, the bull is slain, the snake is born. Thy path, this moment, has begun. As crooked as the lightning bolt, as narrow as the sharpest knife, the way exact beyond all laws, who chanceth not shall lose his life. He who murdereth his brother, and becometh wholly other, shall take the daimon for his wife. Taurus draconum genuit et taurum draco, spake the queen of all the night and the starlit breach, whose words have secrets in between. My child, hast thou come to taste poison dripped golden from my kiss, and hope to glimpse what few have seen? The feathers of the plumed snake, from each the dragon's scales unfold, and there the starry embers glint with fire amid the green and gold. Each plume doth frame with rainbow hues the azure eyes of black Taus, whose winged gaze burneth deathly cold. O thou dragon heart of energy that dwelleth in the form of void, thy coils encircleth all events, in thee all forces are alloyed. Thy breath it bears life flame to thought, till all back to thy mouth is brought. None but thee and the dragon's soul create, and yet fate's law avoid. The talion decree is set upon thy brow, the dead king's crown. Thy talons rend the scroll of law, for thou hast brought the Most High down. God destroyer, God begetter, thy maelstrom soul my cynosure. Hail, O beast of fear and far renown! O thou metachasm of between, who art above, beyond, below, thine attributes we name and make, for aught imagined is that we know. By this we forge the aeon's chain, fate's edge to break, yet preordain God's clay upon man's wheel to throw. With seven handfuls of the earth brought unto me by Azrael, I shall grant man a greater form, and with my breath its image fill. Its mind shall hold a world urbane, its flesh exceed the mortal grain, and with a word its sculptor kill. The potter's mill is yet the wheel, where all is ground into the moat. The age within each moment sought, the sea in which each tear doth float, each atom cut, each instant cracked, each word unto the thought traced back, to hear the song in a single note. Where doth hang the dragon's crown? Where does his jeweled snakeskin drape, and drip the bloodied seed of pain, the ruby wine of Kittir's grape? Above the shadowy form called man, whose hand doth touch this very page, whereon are charms to make him god, or yet to mask the ape. And where the face of Ur-Anah, storm-veiled as in a wolfish pelt, his howls are heaven's battle rage, before his throne hath nature knelt. And yet the hand that graced the page will trace a word beyond its age, to draw the sword from great Orion's belt. The whorls upon each fingertip show where the whirlwind's dance hath passed, each line doth mark each turn of fate, to show the way from first to last. The stolen gift of dragon's fire hath scorched a path which few desire, beyond the future, in the past. The tree grown out the mouth of hell, from seeds dropped from the sinner's plate, hath spanned the arch of heaven's roof and caused the world's edge to abate. From each bough hangs sweet nectared fruit, yet venoms feed the deepest root. Here the path without a path, beyond the gateless gate. He who with each sin shall rise above the crowded carnal bed of earth, yet take his fill from pleasure's breast and sate himself amidst her mirth, shall make each vice a ladder rung wherewith to climb the death-strewn mire and from each corpse reclaim its birth. What shall I dare to name thee, thou who art son of the sum, whose steps exceed the tongue's own edge, whose soul hath ratio to none? Thy star doth cast the god's own light. Peerless art thou, man over man. Who shall not from thy mere shadow run? Shall I name thee Ajdaha, the fire drake of ancient fame? Or yet call thee old Kadir, or doth the angel hide thy name? Yea, thou art all of these, and evermore thou art the soul within the core of I, who am the very same. I am known, and thou art mystery, wisdom and love I name thee, Muse. What voice have I to praise thee, when speech would but thy beauty lose? Thou dancest ever out of reach, and with thy guile the guileless teach of me, the pen that wrote thy ruse. Silence veils the Sphinx's smile within the hollow isle's breast, to break the god's own wooden robe and add it to the phoenix nest. The secret that is called the lie, there is no truth, yet here is all, not to deceive, but yet to test. The fool behind the smiling mask doth ever watch the stranger's face, and seeking there to catch the gate will find but blindness in its place. The eyes of truth seek for the lie, and men but seek and wonder why, both in the mirror find no trace. All gods are worthy of belief if they should answer to thy call, yet those that faileth to avail should quickly out of heaven fall, like lead returned to the forge where magic turneth all to gold, to fake one image of them all. Ever looking, never seeing, by surface known unto the eye, the idols of our passing love silent listen without reply. Only echoes answer prayer, such garlands of fast-fading praise live with sudden beauty, and then die. Whom shall I seek, who may be found within the solitude of thee? Thou hast escaped beyond the breach that maketh all but memory. Between the hand, the touch, the thought, flies the moth which none have caught, yet I, the flame, thine end shall be. Thine eyes in seeking seeth not the reaching hand it graspeth air, though blind and bound thine eye and hand have found me, neither here nor there. On either side the temple door men rush to lie with priest or whore, all pass me naked on the stair. Does Allah unto Adam speak? Or doth an idol sing man's verse, whilst I into the harem creep with gold dropped from the temple purse? And there with thee, mine Odalisque, I'll spend an hour and take the risk to watch them both my words rehearse. I do not err, but aberrate. No virtue sin may not redress. I do but turn the other face to those that strike return no less. From every cup my lips shall taste, nor spare the drop that fools would waste to drink, then fall in God's wine press. O crime, what is thine infamy? The veil in which we cloak our need, the shroud in which we hide our fear, a book in which we may not read? O evil, thou art the drug divine that makest blood to taste like wine. Thou hast made mine eyes to see in golden fruit a leaden seed. By year, by day, and by each moment the abyss crossed the pathway strayed, each sacrifice doth mark the road, each slough old flesh from new flesh flayed. Great instants mark these lightning births, and far beyond the womb and grave, from dead stars was mine image made. Over what pass I upon the bridge, self to self, over self's abyss? There my death, and there my tryst, in mirrors cracked the mirrored kiss. Most loathed, yet most desired, the one who through the crack doth slip, whose curse is mine, yet mine to miss. The well that once gave life to me has in the drought of love gone dry. The desert soul hath stole all joy and taught the very muse to die. Yet from this cause of vast lament run tears suffice all thirsts to quench, tears wept from secret pleasure's eye. A thousand unfinished banquets are tasted with a single bite of blood-red fangs through bone-white skin to fill my soul with black delight. This love shall not till morning live, yet tomorrow will its death forgive with a finger held to the lips of night. The hell of those who do not speak, whose hearts grow cold with untold pain, whose love stillborn dies unfulfilled, whose thoughts against the tongue's leash strain. This muted crowd my sorrows bear, and in their silence silence share, yet by the quill in hell I reign. A mirage upon the prophet's tower, a darkly shining silhouette, a crowned man of shadow formed above the temple's minaret. He whispereth to the muezzin to clip or lift the prayer's wing and cast God from the parapet. Unseen, who stalks behind of thee whenever thou walk out alone and creepeth nigh all dying men to separate their flesh from bone, then draweth down the dust of age to dry the blood spilled on the page and hide the life within the stone. The sleeper lies upon the rock, tethered by a line of shadow, and dreameth dreams of death and time where life's river runneth shallow, till time's untimely turning wheel doth all dreamt of fortune steal, pierced through by fate's own true-aimed arrow. Sheathed in a mask of emerald, the desert neath the verdant land, until the sapphire waters wash the pearl from out each grain of sand, and in that sea a stone shall float, a light to lure the mage's boat, like dew caught in the spider's strand. Amid the company of the wise, from lip to lip truth taketh flight, and word from word they tear apart each thought that is not hid from sight. Cease, for now thy book is writ, the muse's hand stirs wisdom's bowl, and thee within that kirk you bit. All ancient books of lore shall burn, and then shall many wise men shout, their tongues outstretched, a flame to cry, a prayer to put the fire out. Yet one sage shall silent be, and in the flames my words will see, the truth within is truth without. The silence locked within the note have found a voice inside the flute, and there, in playing out my song, hath lent its speech unto the mute. Sage and fool oft speak at leisure, and speaking seek the other's pleasure, who may with silence hold dispute. The hell of those who do but speak, whose tongues but move the air in vain. Their voices stifle heart and thought, who live to speak their lives again. Their prayers are curses that repeat their sins, and thus their silence cheat. All words are lies, yet truth sustain. The Messiah and the liar both rhyme and share a single meaning. How may a man of virtue learn when others seek to bear his sin? These hands upon heaven's broken tablet shall break bread with new reality to feed the man of manless kin. The brothel keeper and the priest both at the sinner's pleasure eat, and oft from wisdom's coffers thieve a bowl for begging in the street, and in each cup catch equal coins for prayers to spread the virgin's loins, both with their tears wash wisdom's feet. The pearl in which the moon is caught hath upon my tide reached Rua's shore. Though gold may steal of heaven's light, what coin may ope thy crimson door? A leaden disc from a dead man's tongue shall buy the soul of the lustrous sun and make thy flesh my temple floor. Music, lift up my sacrifice, thus cried the lapis flute for Jan, and at my word let fall the blade upon the ripened field of man. Let old Adam bend beneath the scythe, and grant the new his bloody tithe, thus sang the voice of Azravan. The dagger drawn across the lips stealeth more than a common kiss, divideth more than mortal's flesh to draw from thee the serpent's hiss. Thrust deep, thrice drawn about the heart, this knife will to thy soul impart the pain of hell as heaven's bliss. The world is swathed within flayed skin, torn from my back and left to dry, a cerecloth for another corpse, and yet another by and by, a swaddling cloth to wrap the babe who suckleth straight the hanged man's seed. Our first words, they do but echo that which we utter as we die. The winking eyes of Azrael, one open wide for every soul, do cast their gaze upon each life an Iliad of burning coal, and with each death an eye doth close, as winter's hand plucks summer's rose. Our lives are ended, yet our sight is whole. This hour I lead the blinded seraph, this hour I guide the blind one home, for my soul his sight hath stole, and hand in hand with thee we roam, through the graveyard neath the vine, to kiss and drink of Lethe's wine, in a bed of clay neath heaven's dome. O stone lid of the coffin shut, to cut the breath of the sleeper, that the hands of death may reach out, draw him down and ever deeper, to dissolve amid the endless years and drink from hell's own tear-filled cup, who once was mourned is now the weeper. Night's tenebrous mantle falleth to cover my head with sleep, and twixt the gates of dusk and dawn in dreams my soul will wander deep, down through tortile webs of cavern, the rift of vertigo to leap, and speak with those whom secrets keep. This body mine, and yet of whom the house of monstrous forms unknown, of gods and beasts and lost to jinn, oft times a seething heart alone, all turned to dust, my muse, my love, save thou who art called snake and dove, upon whose breath my dust is blown. The breath of heaven leaveth hell, and kiss the quarters each in turn. To rouse the desert into storm, these remnants to thy hands return. This book is whole but for today, then shall my hands pluck it away to once more in the desert burn. The daughters of fair Lilith stand upon the letters of this book, and with my brothers guide thy hand. Once more amid these pages look. All men are welcome here to try, to chance their lives or else to die, mere men upon God's fishing hook. The sickle moon hath reaped the corn and bathed the grain in scarlet flood. Her rays have cut earth's heart in twain and drowned thee all in dragon's blood. Her hand hath pulled thee from the tomb to cast thee out of Lilith's womb to suckle at her flower bud. The fish hath jumped the dragon's gate, the bird escaped the hunter's hand, and God hath died and yet become a man with peacock feathers fanned. a seraph wreath in Asdar's flame, whose feet do burn the lightning path, yet leave no trace upon the sand. The merchant crying at the city gates, the masks of truth to falsely sell, have emptied wisdom's purse of gold and tossed the coins into the well. They glisten in the moment's wave, reflect the sun's own wistful gaze, then join the pearl within the shell. At the crossroads of all pathways, where fated men their fate appoint, the peacock angel and the snake with venom mine own brow anoint. They toss my corpse upon the pyre, then walk away within the fire. Who followeth hath found the path, lost within the empty point. Walk on this instant of Ketub, be thou the thunderbolt of chance. Between the gates of this and that, as absence in thy presence dance. Take the world to be thy lover, then take thyself and make it other to this. The lie, turn fate askance.